This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise BizBytes. Today, I'm in the studio with...
Jeff Sandu.
Arvini Braj.
And our producer, of course, is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hello.
There you go. We are with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We will be talking about gamification and relationships. Not necessarily two things that would come together in the same sentence. You know, some people talk about love games and, you know, that kind of stuff. But here's the thing. More than half of couples think the ability to share chores is crucial to keeping their marriage afloat. And this is according to a 2016 study. It's the third most important criteria people consider in a partner, next to being intimate and shared interests. So how do you learn how to keep a happy, clean house together? Maybe you gamify it. Right. That's what we're going to be talking about. That is the question. Yes, there's a lot of laughter in the studio. Now, the interesting thing is, when I first heard about this, I laughed about it and I thought this is just a little bit silly. But the more I look into it, the more parts of it make sense as a short-term solution. That's something we're going to be talking about. Question, does gamifying relationships actually work? Let us know. You can get us on Twitter or Instagram, also at BFM Radio. Then we have an interesting story about venture capitalists, about another app that apparently can expose venture capitalists.
Just by pointing at them. Just pointing your phone at them and it'll know if you are VC or not.
Boom, VC. Call me skeptical. And then we're wrapping up with a story about the Starship.
Elon Musk's
yeah. Starship.
This is inspired because I watched Ad Astra yesterday.
Right.
So, so Apple came across Elon Musk launched a new rocket.
He did. Have you heard, back to this story then, about relationships and gamification, have you heard of an app called FanDuel?
No.
So FanDuel is a unicorn launched in the US by this woman called Leslie Eccles. And what it does, it kind of pits you against another player in a what you do is you essentially gamble on major league teams. And depending on how well the team does, you fantasy football for baseball.
Right. Yeah.
Basically. So she then went on to create this app called Relish. And now you might ask yourself, why did they call it Relish? It's because it's the condiment to your marriage, is what they're saying. Get it? Get it? Now,
sure.
It consists of quizzes, reading, and activities. So this is what she has created to help keep a happy, clean house together alongside her husband. You get access to a coach and a whole bunch of other stuff. You have activities, quizzes, reading. Now, the reason that this app came into life is when they were developing the former app, they had to put their life savings into a business and had a large mortgage, two young children, a lot of pressure to make the startup work, and their marriage was suffering. So they kind of turned to self-help books and Google searches for how to keep their marriage together. Nothing fit their situation, and she wasn't ready to go to couples counseling because that's expensive. So this app is the brainchild of those anxiety-driven searches, a way to offer much of the available wisdom on how to keep your marriage sound with the additional help of a coach who can respond with more precise advice. So you pay $99 per year per couple. And it gives you a whole bunch of things, you know, good advice, statistics that remind you that you're not the only couple that gets hung up on petty disagreements over laundry, gives you pep talks. There's an article that the app explains that people in long-term relationships are happier than those who aren't as eager to commit. It goes on to note that 40% of people in relationships for over 10 years report that they are, quote, intensely in love. And an even larger portion of couples who have been together for more than 30 years still feel that same way. It also tracks what it does. The thing is with gamification, the end result of gamification is that you get a reward, right? And that's why it's a carrot stick kind of thing. The problem with this is it doesn't necessarily have a reward.
So but the reward is being happy with your loved one, right? Yeah, that should be the reward,
Exactly. But what it does do, it does a thing. It's like a progress. So you get a percentage of ratings. So you get stuff for affection, respecting each other, and these go up and down based on the lessons completed and insight with the coach. Now, what it also does, though, is as a couple, it pits you against other couples.
Oh, it's a couples match.
It can be you can sign on to this as an addition. Mm-hmm. But what she is saying is that competition between couples is something that can help unite you together to push you forward, to make you do better as a team.
I can see this actually happening with certain types of couples.
Right.
Because, again, I think the whole idea of gamification, and we've done a show before on just how gamification kind of works, and I think we will be speaking to an expert later on who's actually done a show with us on Raise Your Game.
Kenny Lum.
Yeah, on gamification for businesses.
Yeah.
And, like, the idea of just gamification only works with like certain types of individuals, right? So those who are more of like the introverts kind of behavior, they tend to not really be so engaged in this kind of gamification, but I can definitely see because it's already happening on social media, on Instagram, right? You already see couples kind of like posting their own travel holiday photos and stuff, and then you see someone else who's like their best friend, or well, apparently your best friend in inverted commas. It's like, you know, so it's like, oh, here's my trip, and like you could see it happening already. I guess this is just like putting a friendlier tone, and just, you know, giving like kind of scores and rating, at least, you know, it makes it a little bit more.
But on the flip side of this, right? You think about it. A couple that has signed up for this, right, and started to use this, have gotten to a point in their relationship where they've said, okay, maybe we need a little bit of help to start doing our little chores, right? Then you're pitching them against another couple. And you know that somebody in that relationship has made the decision to download this app. And it's more than likely that that person who's downloaded this app is a little bit more competitive than the other member, right? So if you're competing against another couple and one of you is not quite pulling your weight and working, what's that going to do?
That's just like an episode in The Amazing Race.
Right, yes.
You know, because
you should be running faster.
Because that's what I see in every Amazing Race, you know, that I've used to watch in the past, right? And I always support the couple that are completely against each other, right? They would fight and scold, but somehow
they pull through.
They pull through, you know? They may not get first place, but they pull through to get to, you know, the third spot or the second spot. And then, you know, God knows what happens to them after the Amazing Race.
This is interesting. I love the way that the article starts off. And I'll just very quickly read the first paragraph. So it says, a few nights ago, I walked into my bedroom to get into bed and saw that there was laundry all over it. It was mostly my husband's laundry. Seeing this, I got into bed on the side without clothes piled on top of it and tried to go to sleep. My husband comes in, laughs, and started putting his clothes away. Then he said, get up and help me do this.
Ooh.
Reader, I had no intention of helping him. It was late and I was tired, and it was mostly his stuff. And when I do his laundry, I assure you, he doesn't help me. But he decided he was not going to let me sleep, and I was not going to yield my position. Voices were raised, towels were thrown, and I slept on the couch that night. Right? So, I mean, that is not an unusual situation for long-term couples, you know?
And it sounds, I don't know.
You don't know. It's, you got a surprise coming?
I don't know. This is like, I guess, you know, your own personal story that you're sharing.
It's not just mine. Okay, there are men and women up and down the country currently nodding their head.
Right,
you know? It's one of those things.
In their cars, like,
Let us know if it is true, though.
Yes. So, but the idea that an app like that can resolve or help to resolve that situation and stop you sleeping on the couch, I think is a good idea.
I think the actual reward is the couples fighting with couples, the couples versus couples, because you know, the whole thing about, you know, you having better relationship and, you know, being happy and stuff, it's fine, but people can read like self-help books or, you know, just Google like how do I be happy in relationship and get like 1,000 people giving you 1,000 different ideas. But when you pit yourselves against someone else, it's like looking at your neighbor's garden.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, then now I want to step up. You know, we have to be better than them. It's just like inherently human nature.
Have you seen seen their flowers?
Yeah, or their car.
Right.
You know? And Leslie Eccles, I think she's the one who came up with the app, the founder.
Yeah.
She says that it's because of, you know, the problems that she had in her relationship and the pressure put on them, the husband and wife, and that's why they made the app. I think it's more because they had a betting app. They have a gambling app, and they know how to gamify sports.
Sure.
And they brought that into this app, and they're making it work for couples, which is genius. It's genius on like so many levels.
I think this should just be like a Netflix TV series or something. You know, couples against couples, and it's all based on an app. And could be dark, like a Black Mirror series, or it could be like some, you know, romantic sitcom kind of thing, right? So
I think this will work for short-term solutions. Right. The question then, ladies and gents, does gamifying relationships work? Would it work for you? Let us know. Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Short break with some music from the Cardigans with Love Fool. We'll be back in just a few minutes on BFM 89.9.
Building first world Malaysians. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites, ladies and gents. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Jeff Sandhu,
Arvind Yuvraj.
We are talking about gamification and the gamification of relationships. This is because we heard about an app called Relish, created by this woman, Leslie Eccles, and her husband. It's called Relish because it's a condiment to marriage. It consists of quizzes, reading, and activities. It costs $99 per year for two people, and it's supposed to help gamify your marriage and your relationship and make it stronger and healthier and all of these kind of things, you know, and help you get through those moments when somebody has decided that they don't want to do their laundry and they've thrown it on the bed and you end up sleeping on the couch. There's some really interesting stuff also attached to this, though. They have included within the app a coach, like a relationship coach. So if you've gotten to a certain stage within this app, you can speak to this coach and you can ask them certain things about, you know, why is this still happening within our relationship? These coaches are freelance coaches and will then send things to you like... why don't you write your loved one a letter? Or maybe you should do this part of the app, or maybe you should do something like that. So there's always a kind of solution or a suggestion. The problem is when you get to a deeper part of that relationship, or if there's a deeper issue, for example, like you are facing, or you may be forcing a divorce or something like that, the coaches cannot really help you with that, of course. So you have to then go and see a counsellor. But part of the reason that this app was created was because they didn't want to go and see a counsellor. They didn't want to use the self-help stuff. They've already done that, you know, and they're like, what can we do that's a bit of fun? And, you know, it's kind of playing into what we are as a society nowadays, right?
Also, you know, before we started, me and Arv were, you know, on our desk and we were, like, talking about this gamification and, you know, like what if there is actually some reward? Like, you know, if you were to complete a certain task, you know, the app itself, like, you know, because you're already paying $99, right? So maybe, like, a discount code if they partner up with, you know, a restaurant or something
it's
like that,
it's a
right?
good idea.
You know, you get like a discount code as a couple, you know, on your anniversary and stuff like that, right? So, and then one of the Morning Run producer turned around and said like, hey, like, isn't that what we're already doing in the sense that like, you know, if we mess up, if any of the individual in this relationship, if person A messes up in the relationship, person A will buy something to make it up to person B because, you know, that's already in a way sort of like, you know, gamification, right?
So. Right.
But there's no discount. No discount code. There's a premium, you know.
Yeah. So you know, in a way, it's just, I guess this is just putting it more on, like, it is putting it into paper, but it's putting it into an app. So, you know, you have these kind of numbers and, I guess, measures, right?
Yeah, because normally the brownie points are subjective. Mm. Like, your 10 brownie points could be someone else's, maybe 5 or what. So, the currency exchange is not the same. This app sort of makes it all the same. So, ringgit to ringgit, dollar to dollar. Yeah. You know, it's not you spending a bit more or someone else is spending a bit more and you're not recognizing their currency. But I don't know. There was a story, I think, a couple of months ago about this woman in Abu Dhabi who divorced her husband because their relationship was too perfect.
I heard about
it. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So she got a divorce because the husband was so perfect. He did everything, all the chores, everything at home, everything that he needed to do, that she felt there was no fun in the relationship. That there were no problems. There was nothing to iron out. There was nothing to talk about, nothing to solve at the end of the week. That she just went, I feel
bored.
Useless. She was bored. And she divorced the husband in Abu Dhabi. And he didn't know why. So it was a weird, weird case. But like apps like this make me think of, you know, if you take away the, you know, the communication or the humanness of relationships and marriage, then does it still work? Is it still fun? Because you, like, being in a relationship or being married, I think, is one of the most human things we do, because legally it makes sense, logically does not. There's actually no logical reason to do something like this other than your feelings for someone else. So if you quantify that, or you segment that, you put logic into it, like, oh, you have to do this amount of things and maybe you get to this point or you get some reward, is it still fun or is it not? And I don't know. I have no answer.
You're right, though, about the brownie points, and that is gamification without the app, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you have one of those tiffs, and I'm sure, again, people who have been in long-term relationships will know, you know, it comes to that point of, well, I did the laundry and I did this and I did the shopping and I did this and I've paid that bill and you've done this. And the other person, you're counting all of these things, are you? You know, and you don't consciously do it, but it's something that you're aware of. If you feel as though that relationship is unbalanced in that way.
Yep,
and these things always come up in a relationship. Mm. And that is part of the problem when it comes to the breakup of marriages. It's not necessarily that you've fallen out of love with somebody. It becomes a money issue. It becomes the sharing of chores. These little things that add up and become something else.
But it also becomes communication. Or like, let's say you don't do something and then they bring, you know, your significant other goes like, why don't you do it? And then you say, I don't do it because I never learned how to do it.
Right.
Or I was taught not how to do it. Or at home, I don't do it.
Yeah.
So it opens up to more, you know, like learning and exchanging of ideas and backgrounds. You like learn something about the other person that you might not learn with an app like this.
But this is the thing. This app has these little things in it that help teach you about your partner. Little things like, you know, just sit and observe your partner for 10 minutes, you know, and see how they react, or ask them this question and see how they react. So I think in some ways it is like your own personal little counselor, right?
Yeah.
But without us, we need to speak to somebody who's got a little bit more information about gamification. Kenny Lum, of course, we mentioned him earlier. Gamica is the chief gamification officer. So we thought we'd ask, how would you approach gamification in a personal relationship?
As mentioned, the context here would be with regards to personal relationship, more towards a romantic relationship. Gamify, at the end of the day, works with rewards, whether it is an extrinsic reward or intrinsic reward, right? Let's take a step back. Let's talk about parent and child relationship first. The child does something good, parent gives the child a star. The child feels happy, the child continues to do good chores. So that's gamification, by giving up that star. Is that star worth anything? No, but it makes the child feel happy. But giving up the star may work for some, may not work for others. You know, some child works with a hug where that's a physical touch. Some child works with praise, you know, wow, well done, good job. So it really comes down to what kind of reward works for the couple, and then link that particular reward to, in this case, you know, either a chore or a task or something that you want the other couple to do.
Kenny, do you think gamifying your relationship would help or hurt it more?
It depends. If the reward is too physical or too monetary by nature, then over the long run, in my opinion, it would definitely hurt it. Simply because monetary, physical type of reward, the satisfaction is never long-lasting. When you get something physical or monetary, you tend to want more the next time. But if it's non-monetary, like things like a praise, a hug, even if it's a gift, but the value of the gift is not based on how much it costs, then over the long run, it might work.
And is it possible for just one app to address every relationship's issues?
No. The straight answer is no. One app will not work for everybody. One app will never work for everybody. That said, I'm quite sure there are individuals who can use that app. I mean, it's no different from gamifying fitness. There are multiple apps that have multiple methods and multiple rewards. A single app may not work, but a host of apps with different mechanics and approaches may work.
Final question. Do you think relationship gamification could be a long-term solution to relationship issues?
Depends on what issues they are. If the issues are very deep-rooted, then no, because it has something to do with the individual's beliefs and values, which, when it comes to gamifying, it's not a solution. At least not it will not solve the root cause of the problem. But if the relationship simply stems from I need something new, I need something fresh because it's getting stale and mundane, then yeah, it would work.
Thank you, Kenny. That was Kenny Lum, the Chief Gamification Officer from Gamica. So, of course, if you're only just joining us, we are talking about gamifying relationships and whether or not gamifying relationships actually works. And this is because we heard about an app called Relish, which was created by the co-founder of another app, a sports betting unicorn called FanDuel. It uses quizzes, activities, and readings to help couples work through some of their problems. This is because more than half of couples think the ability to share chores is crucial to keeping their marriage afloat. This is according to a 2016 Pew study. Is it? Do you see that?
According to the Pew study, sure.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Break time. You two, very non-committal. Right, music. Van Halen, Why Can't This Be Love, here on BFM 89.9. When we come back, our next story. This app exposes venture capitalists. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.